sitting still. If you can sit still, you will tend to stimulate the thought process less. Then it allows you to be able to meditate. Position yourself so that you're comfortable. Head, neck, and trunk erect. If you're in a chair, both feet so that they're squarely under you. If you're sitting on the floor, you'll sit with your legs crossed, your hands resting on your knees, your finger lock, the thumb, base of the thumb here. Once you establish your shumna, both nostrils are flowing evenly, you can bring your fingers here, but let's do it there. Hands resting on your knees, on your lap. When we do a breathing workshop, I want you to take the breathing workshop because this also supports you, and that supports you in sitting still, because it calms the nervous system. So when we do a breathing workshop, take that in service of deepening your meditation. All right. Take the lower back, the lumbar region, and the pelvic girdle, rotate it back. That will tend to straighten your chest. Open up your chest and roll your shoulders back. Pull your ears up out of your shoulders. Let your shoulders flow over your chest. And sit quietly. And be aware. Just notice. Be with yourself. The intent here is for you, while in your position for meditation, whatever your meditation posture is, to move, to be in complete physical immobility. Adjust your body and everything else. Just go ahead and take the time so you don't have to make any movement. You will find that when you're meditating, 5 minutes into your meditation, if you're sitting for a half hour or an hour, you'll just move to another level, or it might take you 3 minutes to eventually get yourself set. You've adjusted your body, and you still are, and everything else, chair, cushion, so that you don't have to make a movement. The intent always, when you first are meditating, to adjust yourself, adjust your environment, so once it's set, you will not have to make a movement. You will no longer be disturbed by your outer surroundings. Asana, steady and easy. Steady and comfortable is the pose. Once you have made yourself comfortable, then begin to become quiet physically. We are moving to a point to where moving your hand to touch your body will be viewed as a distraction, as a habit of distracting yourself. You are becoming the master. And all throughout your practice of meditation, be sure that you are not sleeping. Be sure that you are awake throughout your meditation, you will probably realize that your definition of awake will be different, but you will have a sense of presence. Rather than that presence being associated with the senses or the body or words, there is a you. You exist beyond that. It is just that when your words, when your body is uppermost, you end up thinking you're the body. Then when your senses are uppermost, you end up thinking you are the senses. Or when your thoughts are uppermost, you identify with your thoughts. But behind each of those, you exist. You are not what you do. But what you do ends up being very interesting. And therefore, there is an identification with it. But be still. For right now, concentrate on your physical body. You have many bodies, subtle body, the energy body, a mental body, a knowledge body, a blissful body. Right now, concentrate on the body that's made out of food. Be aware of your body as a whole, from head to toe. Be aware of it as a sensation, as a gestalt, as an experience. A simultaneous, rather than turning the experience into words, be aware just of your whole body. When you are aware of your body, do not concentrate on a particular part, but as a gestalt, as a whole. You concentrate in the form of awareness of your own body from the crown of the head to the toe tips. The whole body is sitting. Just stay with me. Your whole body is sitting. The whole body is sitting, and you are aware of the whole body in the form of a homogeneous awareness, an integrated, whole, simultaneous awareness, body. It is not only the awareness of any part of your head or your shoulders or your arms or fingers or pelvis or legs or feet. It is a simultaneous, homogeneous awareness of the body at a glimpse. And when you concentrate on your whole body, suggest to yourself, and continue to suggest to yourself, the whole body. The whole body. The whole body. And at the same time, you are aware that you are sitting. Concentration on the whole body, the physical body, and at the same time concentrating on physical immobility side by side with the whole body. If by a remote chance, if by chance, you happen to make any physical movement, you should become aware of that movement. that movement should not be an unconscious movement. But you must try your best not to move the body. But there is no such thing as an unconscious movement during this time. Everything you do will be conscious. Not even in the slightest is the body to move. This is the first lesson in inner aspects of yoga. Be still so that you can know. Right now, in these first stages, it is totally immaterial if you are unable or able to concentrate your mind. Remember, it is immaterial. What we want to do is to hold the body still. But it is of utmost importance that you are aware of the whole body, the body at a glimpse. The body that does not make the slightest movement. And while you concentrate on the whole body, you keep your body motionless. It is an absolute command. And when you do this, there comes an experiment, an experience that feels like levitation. The experience should be, as you progress, as though the body is detached from the floor. That is the experience of motionlessness. Of course, it doesn't become detached from your chair or the floor, but there is that astral feeling. At this time, you do not need to concentrate your awareness, your mind, on anything. You just have to be aware of the body, the whole body. This is the most important part and the basic part of meditation. It allows you to move past and beyond the waking state. You're moving beyond the threshold, the stage, into the waking state. Be aware of your whole body. And it sits still. Whether you practice your meditation with a religious spirit, with emotion, whether you practice your meditation in some aspect of the lotus posture, or some aspect of siddhasana, or lying down in shavasana, it doesn't matter. The most common theme throughout all of those is that you do not move the body, even the slightest. Even though there's an unconscious habit in each of us And that unconscious habit is to move the body. That's how we learn language. Even without knowing it, the unconscious movement of the body, the unconscious movement of the fingers, the toes, the unconscious movement of the head or the eyes, all should be and must be conscious awareness. And when you are able to concentrate on the whole body, then the body brings an experience as if the whole body was like a statue. Granted, there is the habit to move every limb, but that must and should and will be controlled by conscious meditation. You are the master. That is your task. When you control your physical movements, you are actually controlling portions of your brain. You are actually controlling some portion of your mind that actually wants to make movement. And when you want to make movement, when that part of your brain, or going deeper, when that part of your mind wants to make the movement, you will become conscious of this intent. And you will say, no movement. Even as you sit, even if the tape recorder shuts off, it doesn't matter. No movement. When you concentrate on the whole body, when you remain conscious of each and every physical movement that is about to take place in the body, it is then that the body becomes like a statue. It is when the body becomes like a statue that consciousness changes. The life you live in movement of the body is a different life to live when there is no movement. That feeling of astralness, that astral feeling of levitation comes also when you concentrate on the whole body. Consciously controlling each and every physical and nerve movement, there happens in the brain what is called a relaxed attitude. However, no movement whatsoever. If you ever decided to move, when you decide to move, you will have to force the body to move. Become conscious of this one fact. Am I immobile or am I moving? Now, you should not move even your thumb. You should not make even the slightest movement in the eyes, the nose, the lips, the toes, anywhere. Control the impulse. You are the master. It is easy to do this only if you remain conscious throughout this part, conscious of the all. In a glimpse, your body. It is this immobility, it is this statue, it is this astral feeling that is the first part